for NUE Mobile.
For NUE KO4HKX. Hey, Chad.
Good day, bud.
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm headed to Pickens. Chris's mother just passed, so I'm gonna go up there and be with him and just help him where I can. Just a really sad morning.
Make sure you offer him my condolences and tell him he's been in my prayers and we'll stay there for a while. I know how it is. I just lost my mom in February.
Thank you, Patrick. I'm pretty sure he's monitoring the radio. He's trying to get his mind off of things for a little bit, but I'm headed that way, bud. Thank you so much, Patrick, and I'll talk with you later, bud. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
If I'm over this way, if you need anything, give me a shout, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a safe trip, Chad. 73.
Phone call. Good to hear you, Jerry. Well, that's wonderful, Rusty. You know, if that had been me, and they'd, you said they judge on facial expression. Beans, they made you wear a mask. I'd have wore something like a Dracula mask with blood running down the front or something. You'd probably won.
You know, that it wasn't looking for that, but they seemed to be able to do what the judges seemed to be able to do their job, and the event went off, and everything came on. It's going to be a warmer day because it's already about 65 out here. So anyway, yeah, but I had a good time, and I was just tired as a devil. I've been calling you for the last couple of days. I don't know where you've been. You've been hiding. So go ahead, Jerry, W2T Mobile.
Good morning, Tom. And I know Bill's somewhere back in there. I haven't been on in a while. I've been doing a lot of other things by the time you guys have been on in the morning and in the afternoon. But all is well here. The weather's great today and yesterday. Yeah, I don't know whether it's going to be like that the rest of the week or not. It's been a little chilly in the morning, but the afternoon's been pleasant. And, Tom, I don't think anybody's going to be raking leaves or cutting grass or anything like that voluntarily, at least. Yeah, I hope I don't have to have my grass cut again until I get some of these leaves up.
Yeah, I didn't really expect Bill to say I'm going to jump in the car and drive from Hartwell up here, Jerry. shoot, boy, they look beautiful, but we got to spread fertilizer today. No comments, Rusty. We bought that here a while back and spread half of it, and then we got to spread the rest today. I know what Rusty's going to say. I spread a lot of it on the radio anyways. Go ahead, Rusty.
Until you said something about it, I wasn't going to say a thing. And all. But in fact, I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to leave it alone. And I got to get my new, I ordered me a gasoline-powered leaf blower. And it arrived on Saturday. Of course, I was out of town. And I haven't had a chance to pull it all out, put it together. And I got to go get some non-ethanol gas, and I'll go do that this afternoon. And I'm going to try to get that thing running. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm going to blow leaves. And I got to blow leaves out and get all everything cleaned up so I can get out there and, figure out what's what and how all things look. So that's going to be my next step either this afternoon or tomorrow, and hopefully that'll help me. I've depended on somebody else to come do it, and I've always had to wait until he got available. Didn't charge me much, but I prefer to do it myself because now I can do it at least once a week and keep the leaves blowing back. Go ahead, Jerry.
I'm see if Bill was going to get back in. Yeah, the guy that cuts my grass, he's waiting on me to call him back. I'm going to wait till all the leaves get off the tree, or most of them get off. I don't have anything here in the yard, but kind of a hickory tree next door and a bunch of oak trees and that sort of thing. And I'm going to try to wait till the last, maybe give it one more cut, maybe a final cut sometime pretty soon. But, yeah, I tell you, when the leaves start falling, it looks nice, but messes up my sinuses sometimes. I got a little bit of some of that allergy stuff. It seems like I have something all year round almost. But, anyway, we went to a wedding and back in October, and now we're getting ready for Thanksgiving stuff and Christmas stuff, and I think I'm going to pull the Christmas tree out of the attic today, and Lynn's going to start working on that this afternoon, maybe, I don't know, or tomorrow, one or the other. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom.
Hey, guys, I'll be back in a minute. Got to jump out, W2T.
Okay, Rusty, have a good day, but not here then. This is 0TR. Well, that sounds good. It's getting that time of year. Our daughter's been real, real sick with diverticulitis, and she's got to go see the gastroenterologist today, and she's been seeing the other OBGYN, and nothing seems definitive yet, except that it's not cancer, and that's good. So we're glad about that, and I just texted her. She said she's doing better. Boy, it really put her down. They diagnosed me with that stuff when they did a colonoscopy here. Well, I don't know, was this last year? Or was this year, actually, Jerry? But it's never bothered me, thank God, because, man, she was down, and Amy's tough. She was a football player for the National Women's Football League years ago. She's quite a bit older now. She was in her 30s then, and she's 48 now, isn't she, Mom? And just the greatest kid in the world. And still a kid to us. She's our youngest one. But I hate to see her having stomach problems whenever Thanksgiving's coming up and she can't eat hardly anything yet. So we're hoping she gets over that. Other than that, we've just been doing the normal things. I was in your town yesterday, Anderson. I went to the podiatrist there at the VA center. Bernice wanted to go down to Sam's, but she just wanted to get some grapes. And I said, no way, at noon hour? That place is a zoo down there getting in and out of. So we just come back and went to Aldi's and got them. Stopped by Publix and got some good old breaded spicy wings and come on home and made an easy dinner for us. And that's about the most of the activities. I got to go outside here now and just as soon as I get off the radio. Bernice is kind of waiting on me. I'm going to mulch those leaves with the riding mower. My back's killing me. And at any rate, leave a little space for Bill here and then back to you, Jerry. It's really great to hear you. This is NZRLTR.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, comment. Didn't hear a call sign.
N0TR, KO4NUV. Tom, I hate to interrupt the conversation, but Chris wanted me to let you know that his mother passed this morning. And I am also trying to get in touch with ND7J. Chris wanted me to pass along a message to him. I've been in the vehicle for a little bit, but the radio's been turned down and been on the cell phone. Is there any way you can get a message to him for me?
Have you got his phone number up there?
So we remember when, I believe it was ND7J. Someone took a message for me off of EchoLink while I was in France concerning Chris's mother. And Chris just, I think it was ND7J, I'm not sure. But you received the telephone call. Who was that? Was that ND7J?
I don't know, and our condolences to Chris, and he's sure a nice guy, but from what he said, sometimes it's time, and that's the only way I know how to say it, Chad. You're not interrupting anything, you know that. I was thinking about you this morning. I just haven't been on a lot lately, a little 2CB, if you know what I mean, but so I just stay off of here, son. I was accused of making an illegal transmission one day. And by a guy with about 2 years' experience. So I just stay off of it a lot anymore. Wouldn't want to do that. I've only been a ham for 28 years now, I think it is. Anyways, back up to you, Chad. And Bernice was asking me about you yesterday, by golly.
Thank you, Tom. And I'll let Chris know. I'll pass along to him. But I'm headed up there now, and he wants me to let you know. So there you have it. KO4NUE. I'll be clear.
Okay, Chad. Great to hear you. Come down here and visit. We look forward to it. And you have a safe trip up there. And I sure enjoyed it up there the other day. That's God's country for sure. Over to you, Jerry. This is N0TR.
I'm sorry to hear about Chris's mom. I don't know him, but condolences. Tom, I was in Greenville yesterday, so we kind of swapped towns. We were there to have a little late lunch. And on Tuesdays, we'd go up there and go to Greenville, keep our grandkids after school. So we were up there doing that. But in the meantime, I went by Palmetto State Army and did a little shooting yesterday. Had a pretty good range session. And ammo's got so expensive now, you have to, yes, got to be judicious with what you do. But had a nice range session. When I was the only person in the whole range, so it was quiet in there. Indoors is okay, but you know, when you got a lot of people shooting it, sometimes a little too noisy. I have to wear earplugs and earmuffs. But yesterday it was nice and relaxed. And yeah, the rates there are a little expensive, but you know, I usually don't stay there more than about 30 minutes. It's like about, I think it's $7 or $8 or something like that for 30 minutes, unless you remember. But I shot about 75 rounds and I was pleased with what I did, so that's pretty much what I did yesterday, and kept the kids. We didn't get back till about eight yesterday last night, I guess, when we got back home. But that's the way it is with us on Tuesdays and Fridays. But I got to run back downstairs here in a few minutes' time, and I know you got to get out and do some stuff, and maybe hopefully the weather warm up just a little bit. It's kind of cool this morning when I got out. But you're right about Sam's. That thing is a madhouse just about every day of the week. But the diverticulitis now, there's diverticulosis in the pockets, and the diverticulitis, which is in when they get infected. Now, diverticulitis is extremely painful. It's something that happens to people as they age. I think it may be, you know, some of it may be hereditary, but you know, I thought I had it once. And my wife, though she had colon cancer, they removed some of her colon, but I don't think she's had it at all at that time. And it can give you a fit when it starts acting up, but the only thing you can do is just eat some more meat, a diet, more fiber, and even then it's just, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if they really know what causes it. But I'm going to run back downstairs and I'll be listening to say 73 after your next transmission time in for DJC.
Oh, I just got to tell you about two things. Diverticulitis, little pockets in your colon, and it gets little seeds in that caught. And then the only thing I can do for it is give you pain medication, and then that stops you up to where your bowels don't move, so it's miserable. But Jerry, I had two rag chews last night on CW, and they was at a moderate pace. It was at 26 words a minute, which I usually operate about 28, sometimes 30 if it's a old kind of a contest station, is what I call them. But at any rate, the one old boy, I seen an N7 IV, I think it was, and I thought, well, that's got to be Washington or, Oregon or someplace. And I thought, well, I'll give him a shout back because the man was crummy last night. And I did, and he was in Fargo, North Dakota. And just to make you feel a lot better for the day, it was 38 degrees there, which ain't too bad. And 60-mile-an-hour wind. How about that, Jerry?
But my late aunt was from South Dakota, I think, from the Dakotas, and she and my uncle, my dad's brother, lived in Washington State for years and lived in Iowa, too, and of course, you know, Kansas, Iowa, and all that, there's nothing to break the wind, and once the wind starts blowing, there ain't nothing going to stop it until it hits trees somewhere down below Oklahoma.
Imagine what that wind chill was, Jerry. Good Lord Almighty. And I thought how thankful we are to be away from that Kansas weather. But W4DGW has a longtime friend, and I used to talk to him too, Steve, and he was up in, I think, South Dakota. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe the weather up there compared to down here. And he lived here for a while, if memory serves me right. And I told Dave last night on the net, I said, 38 degrees, but a 60-mile-an-hour wind. He said, yeah, Steve used to tell him some of those horror stories from up there. Well, I got to go outside. It's been a pleasure talking to all of you this morning, and you have a great day, Jerry. I need to get busy while it's still warm, says it's 70 out there in the sun now. In 4DJC, in 0TR, 73, Jerry, have a good day.
Take it easy. Take it easy on your back, David. It ought to be warming up here in a little bit if it's not only decent outside. Have a good afternoon. Talk to you later, maybe. In 4DJC, clear.
I've got some cinnamon roll she's just taken out of the oven, so I might just delay that for a couple of seconds. Just to please her, of course. See you later, Jerry. In 0TR, clear.
KO4NUV, W4DJW. You still there, Chad?
W4DJW, KO4NUV, yes, sir.
Hey, were you looking for somebody to call somebody? Did you get that? Did that happen for you? I've got Bob's phone number in my phone if you still need that to happen.
Yeah, I do. Bob took the original traffic coming from Echo Link for my cousin when she had her stroke. She passed away this morning, and Chris has been wanting to thank him for handling that message for him while I was overseas, and I'd been trying to get him on the radio, but can't ever catch him. But Chris wanted me to tell him, thank you so much for handling the message. That really meant a lot to him. He's got to thank Tom and got to thank Gary, too. But D7J has just been elusive. So, no, I have not made contact with him yet.
You want me to text you his info so you can get in touch with him?
If you don't mind, if you don't think you would mind, that would be wonderful.
No, I was just listening while I was working on my airplane stuff, and I didn't hear that he ever got any resolution on that. So I didn't know you were handling it, Tom. If you're going to handle it, that's fine. It just sounded to me like he didn't get any resolution, so I was going to help him out. But if you've got it going, then that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Your phone number you have for him ends in 5104, doesn't it, Dave? Just to double-check. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that's the same one. And two email addresses. I was just going to take a snapshot of my V card for him and send him my V card.
Do that, Dave. I'd appreciate it. I'll send this to Chad anyways.
If he handled traffic for you, I think he'd be fine with that. So I'll go ahead and send it to you. And sorry, Tom, didn't mean to step on your toes, W4DJW.
You absolutely did not. That's fine. You helped me out, Dave. see you later. W4DJW in 0TR. See you later, too, Chad. In 0TR, clear.
TR, this is M4WHM, over.
Hold on just a second, Bill. Chad and Dave finish their conversation, and I'll be right with you. Go ahead, Chad.
4DJW, KO4NUE. Yes, Dave, please text me the V card. And thank you so much. I appreciate it. KO4NUE.
Okay, you have it. It's in your inbox. It says it was delivered, so it's gone. Anyway, sorry to hear about the loss, and hope everything turns out as good as well as can be expected. W4DJW, clear and listening.
Thanks, Dave. Chad, I'll talk to you later. This is N0TR 73.
0TR. So, use the meter and check my antenna, and other than on 80 meters, I've got great SWR. Everything looks perfect. appreciate you letting me borrow the meter.
Yes, sir. Very much so. And being you rigged that up, I'm really surprised, you know, an Army guy being able to get an antenna right. Chad did, but it was just luck.
Yeah, I take dumb luck over expertise any day. That's how I make a living.
Well, I had to throw that at you. You know that. Boy, thanks for letting me use that item of yours the other day. That's a honey.
Yes, it is. And maybe we'll do it again one day. That was a fun time for all. So, I think I will mail this meter back. What postal service would you prefer? FedEx, UPS, post office? What's your preferred method?
Well, UPS is fine, or FedEx, whichever one's the most reasonable, Bill. I do not trust the post office, I'm sorry to say, although our regular mail lady is awesome. She's really great. She's off on Monday and Tuesday, and you can always tell because the mail's about 2 or 3 hours later. But it's not her that's at fault. But either one of those other two, Bill, it's fine. And I'm glad it worked out for you.
It did, and I'll probably use UPS. I'll get that once I get it, maybe a few days, but once I get it sent, I'll send you a copy of the whatever they give me, and that way you'll know when to be looking for it.
You know, you can see all the bands at once or put in a specific frequency. It's just an amazing piece. And my dad used to say, dang ingenious, those Japanese.
Yes, they are. It was, I was so impressed with it, I ordered me one.
When Chad used it, he ordered one the next day. DJ W's got a real nice one, too, and he was nice enough to check my antennas for me once or twice. I don't remember. I think just once, but there's a little program you can, it's an app you put on your computer, and Ariel showed me that. And man, you can do anything with that app that involves that analyzer, Bill. Did you get one like Chad's, or which one did you come up with?
Rig Expert AA55. The model you have has been discontinued, so this is its replacement. And yeah, it's got the hookup for the computer, and you can store your data, do all kind of stuff with it. So I thought that would be right handy.
It's wonderful, especially if you're able. I'm not able to go out and help people out very much with it if it involves putting up an antenna or something. I just can't, Bill. But you can, and I know you probably will. And the same with Chad. He helps everybody out. But I don't know what model he got, but it was a better one than I had. But it's pretty amazing, and it's so quick. You didn't, being you flunked hooked on phonics, you didn't have any trouble reading that manual, did you?
Dimmed over it in a couple of minutes, hooked up the analyzer, turned it on, plugged in the antenna, and hit the F7, and it showed me all the bands at once. And like I said, I was getting like 1.2, 1.4 on 20 and 40 meters. 80 meters was a little high, but I'm assuming the antenna tuner will take care of that when I'm actually transmitting. It was a little over 3.
below 3, the amplifier won't spit it out. If you ever put an amplifier on it, usually that's all they'll tolerate is 3 to 1. And I'm no expert on it, but that's my rule of thumb, and it's always worked. But that's not bad at all, Bill. I think most of those tuners in the radios are rated like 10 to 1 or so. And that one there, if you get on an antenna that's messed up or something, it'll just sit there and for the longest time. And just reach up and hit the AT button again, and it'll stop it. But one of the things I like to do is to take a good old meter, and I know you got one, and measure it right there at the radio all the way to the antenna. And that is if you don't have an antenna switch in between. If so, go out to the antenna switch and measure it. Right down the ohmage, right down to the tenth of an ohm. That'll change just a teeny tiniest bit, maybe, over time. But a real quick check, unplug it from the radio, put an ohm meter on it, and if that's got infinity or high ohms on it, it'll usually be very low ohms. And it's not really scientific method of doing it, like putting a dynamic load on it. But it's one of those keep it simple, stupid methods that I use at times just from all my years of old age.
BHM, I wouldn't call it old age, I would call it experience. And that's a good idea. You told me about that when I was first putting up the antenna, and I took some measurements then and wrote them down like you suggested. And I might do that again here in the next few days as I got some time off around Thanksgiving. Do a little investigating and write down numbers and see what's what.
And if and when down the line you ever get an amp, Bill, I highly recommend Wire Design on your balance. They're good for 5,000 watts, and you'll never ever have to change one after that. If you're not running an amp, it's irrelevant because they're all rated far in excess of that. But N4IQ told me one time that when I first put up my Radio Works 265-foot-long Carolina Wyndham, he said, Tom, he says, change the balun on it. And believe me, Bill is a professional engineer and got more brains than I ever thought of. And he said, it'll last about 2 years. He was exactly right. And sometimes it'll drive you kind of crazy if you're having a problem there, because I never heard anybody give a definitive way to check those other than dynamically with a load on them. But you buy one from Wire Design, you'll never buy another one in your lifetime, put it that way.
A good deal there. If it was that good, I might win this one on my antenna. Decides to do whatever it does, I'll look at that.
They probably never will, Bill, until you start running higher wattages on it. I know I looked up what that RG8X takes. I used to not run any RG8X. I just run RG8 or better, you know, the 9913, all the LMR. I forget the designation on it, but I bought a whole roll of it in DX Engineering one time, so I still got some. But it's a long ways out there to my antennas, you know, 200 and some feet. But, it takes its toll when you're running an amplifier on it. Now, if you're just running 500-600 watts, which is plenty, or even 800 watts, you're all right. But when you get up around 1,000 and above, you'll eventually cook something, probably. I had two really nice conversations last night on on CW, and usually they just want to give you a signal report and this and that. And this old boy was 73 years old, the same as me, and he wanted to have a conversation. That really works the mind on CW, because it's not like the normal words and that. You're sitting there having a conversation. And he was from North Dakota, which you don't hear many up there. It's sparsely populated. And I really didn't know. I was just looking at the Manscope and clicking around on the pips, and I seen that one, and it was 579. It was a good signal. And we talked for probably 15 minutes, and it was funny at times, but it was 38 degrees and 60-mile-an-hour winds up there last night, Bill. Thank God for South Carolina.
But 38 degrees and 20-mile-an-hour winds, that'd make it pretty cool. That may have been what was blowing the signal down to you. You never know. The at least right now, I don't ever plan on running an amp on the home station. I did get a amp for my G90 that's 20 watts. I can turn it down to 5, and with the amp, it's 100 watts. So I've got it, and I bought another antenna that's rated, I don't know, for 300 or 600 watts, something like that. So it ought to be fine. I'm gonna set it up in an inverted V and test it out this weekend on Sunday if I have time.
Covered there, Bill. Well, I said 38 Fahrenheit, but I'm eating one of Bernice's pie dough cinnamon rolls. She's making a custard pie for me and for Amy. Our daughter has had trouble with diverticulitis lately and can't eat very much. She said she'd eat a piece of it, but don't leave the pie. And I said, well, we'll take care of the rest. I like custard pie. I didn't when I was a kid, but I do now. But I think you misunderstood me. It was 38 degrees and 60-mile-an-hour winds. Wonder what the wind chill is.
Cold. That's what it would be. That would cut through you like a knife. I don't even know in my head what that would be, other than just real cold. And that wind blowing, that makes it even colder feeling. So worst cold and wind I was in was up at Fort Drum, New York, in Watertown, right on the Canadian border. We went out on one of the firing lines, firing batteries for the field artillery, and was taking the ambulance around and getting people in it, warming them up, giving them some hot soup. And we did a temperature reading on the battery, and it was on the firing battery, and it was, I think, 17 or 19 degrees air temperature with a 50-mile-an-hour wind, which made it feel like 60 below zero. I remember the 60 below zero feeling number. I can't remember the others exactly, but that was cold, real cold.
I should say so. Yeah, survival school was cold up there in the mountains in California, but you just had what you could carry, of course, and then you slept in a half a parachute, which you got to know your buddies real good. But I think the coldest I ever been was out in western Kansas when I was a real young kid. I don't know, probably 10, 12 years old. And across that prairie out there, and we was up towards the Nebraska line. I was trying to think of the name of that town, but it doesn't matter. Man, you had to turn around and walk backwards when you was hunting the pheasants. And we had dogs, but the dang pheasants were running on us. And they can run like a deer. But I'll never forget that as long as I live. I thought I'd freeze to death up there. But I've been cold. And you know, even in boot camp in San Diego, all they let us wear was our work jackets. And that year it got down in the upper 30s, lower 40s in that area. And it's just a little old thin, crummy jacket. I love it. In fact, I bought one a couple years ago. It's just a light jacket with buttons on it. And you'd be out there in the middle of the night guarding the laundry hanging on the wires, you know, with all square knots, of course. But, you tied your stuff up with string. But that, you know, if you can dress right, you're okay. But to be out there like that, man, I like froze dead. And I thought, oh, San Diego's going to be wonderful. It wasn't, Bill. But we love watching Life Below Zero. She reminds me so much of Bernice's mom, except Bernice's mom never sweared unless it was something real bad, and then she'd do it in German, and you didn't know what she was saying. So I always thought that's what she was doing. But she was one of the most wonderful women in the world, right there with Bernice. But that Life Below Zero, that lady was out there fixing a fuel tank yesterday, and it was 50 below, and your skin will freeze in seconds out there when it's like that. But I talked to a guy in Antarctica last year, and I told him, I said, I sure love that show. I said, you guys ought to make a show down there. He said, you know what the difference is, Tom, and what it is up there for her? I said, I don't know what the difference would be. It's cold up there. He says, yeah, 50 below zero in the wind, it's definitely cold. But he says, we get the same thing here, but it's 100 below zero.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, 100 below zero is cold. Probably cold doesn't really describe it. But, I can't imagine. I mean, when we did our training, we had, the first year we had the old Korean era cold weather gear, the Mickey Mouse boots and, you know, wool pants and the parkas, and you walked around like a little abominable snowman. And the second year is when they issued us the extreme cold weather polypropylene and the Gore-Tex and Danner Mountain boots. And I'm going to tell you, after having 1 year in that Korean era cold weather gear that was about 6 inches thick by the time you got all the layers on, going to that Gore-Tex and polypropylene, That was quite an invention, whoever made that, because it was wonderful.
We used to hunt coyotes and that up in Kansas. We'd wear Gore-Tex there at the last, and it was expensive. I had to give, I think it was $125 for a pair of Browning boots. And, well, I had to save a long time for that back then. And I still give them to my neighbor down here a few years ago, and he still wears them. They're good. They last forever, and I really tore the snot out of them hunting rabbits, you know, in the snow. And her mom's place had a area that was just full of blackberry briars, and the rabbits would hold real tight in them, and you had to get in there and just beat them out of it. So Bernice made me some chaps for the front of my jeans, because you couldn't hardly afford hunting pants, and it worked out great, and you could go through, otherwise it was impossible. You could not have walked through that. It'd be like walking through Constantina wire, you know. But cold is bad. We come into land over the Del Coronado there in San Diego, and I'd see those seals out there training in that cold water in the winter time. And I gotta tell you, it gets cold there. But when you add wet and cold to it, those are unbelievable people, is all I can say, Bill. Well, Bill, you have to come up, and then we'll go outside here in the back and try that item out again someday. And you try mine. And I appreciate it. But I got to get outside, or I ain't going to get nothing done. It's 11:38. And it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning. And I'll catch you down the line. N4WHM, N0TR, 73 East Bill.
As always, it's great to talk to you. I'm wishing I had one of those cinnamon rolls you talked about. I know how good they are. Bernice spoils you. So tell her I said hello, and you have a good day in 73s, and we'll catch you down the line. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.